de l'année. I brought something funny to show you. The tape recorder's on, by the way. This is my dog. Are you ready for this?
Yeah. Oh, he's cute. No wonder you're crazy about him. You know, my sister's son had a dog kind of like this, and they called him Pooch because, you know, he had a
all-American sort of
background they didn't know anything about. And so, but he was so awkward. You know, he just fell all over the place. I know one day I was walking across the campus and he decided to follow me. And he just fell all over that place till everybody on campus was laughing at him.
How funny. You know, I took old Grendel out yesterday to the park, and
that's a good picture.
Yeah, that's good. I took that. Thank you.
Well, that's good.
There were two dogs out at the park yesterday. Big Irish setters.
Mm-hmm.
Big ones. And one of them, I met the owner, and he called the big one, the biggest one, he called Moose.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out why, because that was the clumsiest dog I've ever seen. He ran into me. He ran into a table. He ran into a tree.
I guess they have off their equilibrium, too.
Well, that dog, and he was a whole year old. He should have been better than that by then. I don't know what his problem was.
I just love dogs, so.
Mm-hmm. I do. I'm not much of a cat lover, but.
Well, we had a little black Persian called Smokey. We was just crazy about him.
Mm-hmm.
Even when Gary was going to university and we had an apartment near the campus, we always had a cat or a dog.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, there's so many strays now. They say they're just taking the city.
Yeah.
People move off, just leave them, you know, and things like that.
Have you ever been out to the animal shelter out here?
Well, not recently, but my brother has a cat, and he goes out there quite a bit. And he says just as clean as a pen.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been out
mm-hmm.
there?
I was out there the other day because I picked up a stray, and I took him out there. And golly, I was impressed. It's awfully nice. I mean, I wouldn't mind staying there sometime. They keep it so nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's just crazy about it. I've been intending to go over there. But they look so pitiful looking out of those cages, I'd be miserable.
Yeah, I know. There was a Cocker Spaniel there last time I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I was going to die. That was the cutest dog. I think I may get Grendel a pal this summer, and I may get a Cocker Spaniel when I get one.
When I lived in Fort Worth, I think it's Fakes Furniture Store. They had a big glass front.
Mm-hmm.
Well, an orphanage in Fort Worth, about once a month or two, they'd put little babies out for adoption in those windows, and I'll declare they'd be sitting in high chairs, and they'd be in these things, you know, these little bed things, and sometimes they'd wave, you know, and I'd go home. I had this little boy, but I'd just go home miserable, you know, thinking about those little children.
Yeah, I can imagine. Mm. You know, they did that on TV in Dallas a couple of years ago. They had children who needed to be adopted on TV,
mm-hmm.
and they said they got adopted just like that
mm-hmm.
when they did that.
So, and when you think of people that have them and mistreat them, I just can't understand that.
I don't know. I don't understand it either.
I think a lot of time it's nerves and drinking parents that do it.
Yeah, I think so.
Because it doesn't seem like a normal person hurt a little child.
Yeah, even if they didn't want the child, you know, still. Doesn't seem normal.
And you know those little children will turn right around and love those parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And try to protect them.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see how they do it, but.
No, I don't either. Well, let's see. You might say that man is very big and
strong.
Okay. A person who always has a smile on his face and never loses his temper, you'd say he's mighty